English, Oxford Shanghai Edition, Students Book 9A. Module 1. Myths, Traditions and Opinions. Unit 1. Ancient Greece. Page 3. Reading. The Knight of the Horse. The soldier came down the stairs, two at a time. "Captain, they've gone," he cried. "They've disappeared, all of them. The plane is..." But the captain was no longer listening. He was going up the stairs, three at a time. Seconds later, the captain stood on the high wall of the city of Troy. He looked down at the empty plain and, beyond it, at the empty sea. "They've gone, and we've won," he said. "The Greeks have tried for 10 years to capture our city. Now they've sailed away, and they've taken everything with them." "Not everything, sir," the soldier said. "They've left their horse." Outside the main gates of the city stood a huge wooden horse. "Ah, yes," the captain said, "that wooden horse. It's so big that they couldn't take it with them. Well, it's ours now. Get some help and pull it into the city. That won't be difficult. It's on wheels." "But why is it on wheels?" the soldier asked. "I think that maybe the Greeks want us to..." The captain interrupted him. "You're a soldier," he said. "You don't have to think. You have to obey orders, and I'm giving you one now. Move that horse." So the Trojans dragged it into the city with ropes. That night, in the main square, all the citizens of Troy celebrated. They sang and danced around the horse and made jokes about their enemies, the stupid Greeks. Then the Trojans made sure all the gates of the city were securely locked, and they all went to sleep, including the gate guards. By midnight, the square was empty, except for the giant horse. The 6 Greek soldiers waited for another hour to be sure. Then, very quietly, they opened the secret door on the side of the horse and climbed out. No guards stopped them as they opened the main gates. Outside stood the Greek army. It had returned in the darkness when the citizens were celebrating inside. Now the army entered the city. The Greeks seized the captain. For 10 years, they could not capture the city by fighting, but in one night, they succeeded in capturing it through a trick. Page 10. Listening. The Start of the Trojan War. How did the Trojan War start? Listen to the story on the recording and put the pictures in the correct order. Write the numbers 1 to 6 in the boxes. Picture 1.
The king of Troy had a son called Paris. One day Zeus, the king of the gods, told Paris to decide which goddess was the most beautiful.
Picture 2.
Aphrodite, one of the goddesses, told Paris to choose her. "If you choose me," she said, "I will make the most beautiful woman in the world fall in love with you." So Paris gave Aphrodite a golden apple and said she was the most beautiful goddess.
Picture 3.
Aphrodite told Paris that the most beautiful woman in the world was Queen Helen of Sparta. Helen was married to King Menelaus. Soon Paris sailed from Troy to Sparta.
Picture 4.
Queen Helen and King Menelaus welcomed Paris to Sparta. Helen, Menelaus and Paris had dinner together. Helen and Paris soon fell in love.
Picture 5.
King Menelaus had to leave Sparta for a few days. As soon as he went, Paris took Helen to Troy. Everyone in Troy loved Helen because she was so beautiful.
Picture 6.
King Menelaus was angry. He called many other Greek kings to help him attack Troy. There were many battles in front of the walls of Troy. The Greeks and Trojans fought for 10 years. But the Greeks could not get inside the walls until they tricked the Trojans with a wooden horse.
Page 11. Speaking. A. Talk time. Offering, accepting, and refusing help. A1. Jenny is very busy working on the school newspaper. Tony offers to help. Read their conversation and answer the questions. Then work in pairs to practice the conversation. Hello, Jenny. You look busy. Anything I can do to help?
Thanks very much, but I can manage.
Come on, let me give you a hand. Don't be so independent all the time.
No, thanks. I'm okay.
If you want, I could do some typing.
Typing? Oh, that would be good. I didn't know you could type. Thanks a lot.
Page 12. B. Speak up. Who am I? B1. First, read the example dialogues in groups of five. Dialogue 1. Right, who am I?
Are you alive now?
No.
Were you a real person?
No. Were you in films? Yes.
Are you a cartoon character?
Yes.
Are you a Walt Disney character?
Yes.
Are you Mickey Mouse?
Yes. Dialogue 2. Who am I?
Are you a real person?
Yes.
Are you alive now?
No. Were you in books? I'm not sure. Perhaps.
Did you live in America?
No.
I don't know.
Do you want a clue?
Yes, please.
I used to live in China over half a century ago.
Oh, were you an artist?
Yes.
Did you paint pictures?
Yes. Did you like drawing horses? Yes.
Are you Xu Beihong?
Yes. Page 14. More practice. Archimedes and the crown.
King Hero asked the crown maker to make him a gold crown, but when the king got the crown, he suspected that the crown was not entirely made of gold. Then the king sent the crown to Archimedes, the best scientist in the kingdom. Archimedes thought about the problem while a servant poured some water into a bath for him. Archimedes got in the bath and some water came out of it onto the floor. Archimedes was very excited. "That's it," shouted Archimedes to the servant. "If we put an object in a pot full of water, some of the water will come out. The object displaces the water. A big object will displace a lot of water. A small object will displace only a little water." Archimedes went to the palace to weigh the crown. It weighed 1 kilogram. He put the crown in a pot of water. 5 centimeters of water came out. He then put 1 kilogram of gold in another pot of water. 3 centimeters of water came out of this pot. Archimedes said to King Hero, "Silver made the crown bigger. That is why the crown displaced more water. So the crown is not made entirely of gold. It is made of both gold and silver." King Hero was very angry when he heard this, and he sent the crown maker to prison.
Page 17. Word box. Stare.
Stare.
At a time.
At a time.
Plain.
Plain.
No longer.
No longer.
Troy.
Troy.
Beyond.
Beyond.
Greek.
Greek.
Capture.
Capture.
Wheel.
Wheel.
Trojan.
Trojan.
Drag.
Drag.
Citizen.
Citizen.
Joke.
Joke.
Enemy.
Enemy.
Securely.
Securely.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Including.
Including.
Midnight.
Midnight.
Except for.
Except for.
Army.
Army.
Darkness.
Darkness.
Seize.
Seize.
Succeed.
Succeed.
Fit.
Fit.
Refuse.
Refuse.
Manage.
Manage.
Come on.
Come on.
Independent.
Independent.
Unit 2. Traditional Skills, pages 20 and 21. Reading. Fishing with birds.
Da Min sits on the side of the river cooking a meal with a large bird on his head. The bird is a cormorant and Da Min is a fisherman. He is over 65 now but still works every day. He is thin and of average height, but he is very fit. Although he is an elderly man, he is strong enough to control his raft in the river where he lives and works with his cormorants. Cormorants are large black birds. They are good at catching fish because they can swim well underwater. Their large feet are used to push them quickly through the water. They can dive down 25 meters and stay underwater for up to 2 minutes. Da Min does not require nets or a fishing rod to catch fish. It is done for him by his 12 cormorants. Da Min's fishing trips often begin in the late afternoon. He sets off on his bamboo raft with his birds. When he reaches the right place, he stops. He ties a piece of grass around the neck of each bird so that it cannot swallow the fish. Then he pushes the birds into the water and jumps up and down and bangs the water with his pole. The fish are frightened by this. At night, a light is hung from the front of the raft. This enables Da Min to see better and also attracts the fish. The cormorants swim down and catch the fish and bring them back to the raft. The fish are then removed from the birds' mouths by Da Min and thrown into a big basket. Later, some of the fish are sold and the rest are divided between Da Min's family and the cormorants. Cormorant fishing is a traditional Chinese skill, probably more than 1,000 years old. Da Min enjoys his work, and he is teaching his grandson everything he knows. However, few young people are interested in doing this type of work in the modern world. In 50 years, perhaps there will be no more cormorant fishermen in the world.
Page 27. Listening. What's wrong in the picture? One day, Millie's father saw a man cutting out pictures of people. Listen to Millie's father describe the scene and look at the picture below. There are 8 mistakes in it. Draw a circle around each mistake. One has been done for you. One day, I was walking near the Bund when I saw a small crowd of people. I walked over and saw that they were looking at a short old man. The man was wearing a red hat. He was dressed in a dark shirt and trousers and black shoes. He was holding a pair of scissors and cutting something carefully out of a piece of black paper. A young girl was sitting on a bench in front of him. She was looking up at her mother, who was standing nearby. The girl had lovely, long hair. Then I realized that the old man was cutting a picture of her. A sign next to the man said, "Paper Pictures, 51. One man in the crowd was holding a black paper picture. He was showing it to a woman. She was laughing at the picture. I watched the old man carefully. He was very skillful. I thought about having my picture done, but then I looked at my watch. It was 6 p.m. Time for dinner. I left the small crowd and went towards the bus stop. Page 28. Speaking. B. Speak up. Describing people. When we describe people, we mention their age group, their build, the shape of their body, their height, and any special things about their hair and face. Here are some of the words we can use.
Age group. Young, middle-aged, elderly, old. Build. Fat, plump. Well-built, slim, thin, thinly built. Height. Tall. Above average height. Of average height. Below average height. Short. hair, face. Black hair. Blonde hair. Red hair. Curly hair. Straight hair. Long hair. Short hair. Bald. Wears glasses. Has a beard. Has a moustache.
B1. Work in pairs. S1 reads the descriptions below. S2 looks at the pictures and says who S1 is talking about.
1. She's plump, above average height, has long blonde hair and wears sunglasses. 2. He's well built, short and bald, and has a thick black moustache.
Page 30. More practice. Some facts about tea.
Tea is the most popular drink in the world besides water. There are thousands of different types of tea. All tea comes from the tea plant. The leaves and buds of this plant are picked several times a year, usually by hand. After it has been picked, the tea is processed into black tea, oolong tea, green tea, or white tea. Black tea was invented in China during the Ming Dynasty as a way to keep tea fresh when it was transported long distances. As tea has to travel a long distance to reach places such as the UK, Canada, and Australia, it is not surprising that Westerners drink mostly black tea. However, the majority of the world drinks green tea. Herbal tea is prepared in the same way as regular tea, but is not real tea. This is because it contains herbs, fruits, spices, etc., instead of leaves from the tea plant. To truly be tea, the leaves must come from this plant. All tea naturally contains caffeine, which comes from the tea leaves. Decaffeinated tea is regular tea, usually green or black, that has been processed to remove the caffeine. In recent years, organic tea has become popular too. This is tea that comes from plants that have been grown without the use of any chemicals. People believe that it tastes better and is healthier, but sometimes it costs more than non-organic tea. This is because the size of the crops is often smaller.
Page 33. Word box. Pole.
Pole.
Cormorant.
Cormorant.
Elderly.
Elderly.
Control.
Control.
Raft.
Raft.
Underwater.
Underwater.
Up to.
Up to.
Require.
Require.
Rod.
Rod.
Set off.
Set off.
Bamboo.
Bamboo.
Reach.
Reach.
So that.
So that.
Swallow.
Swallow.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Bang.
Bang.
At night.
At night.
Hang.
Hang.
Remove.
Remove.
Rest.
Rest.
Traditional.
Traditional.
Skill.
Skill.
Skin.
Skin.
Mention.
Mention.
Straight.
Straight.
Situation.
Situation.
Imagine.
Imagine.